This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is drawing sharp criticism from top Republican allies as he defends his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong executive Carrie Lam is responding to concerns regarding the mask ban. She said it would take time to be effectively implemented and that the ban's success would depend on the law-abiding population.
We need the people of Hong Kong to respect the law. So if a piece of legislation has been enacted, but people refuse to abide by the law, then of course we have a problem at hand. But I would appeal to the common sense and rationality of the Hong Kong people that this is a time to observe the law.
The ban, which took effect on Saturday under an emergency law, has led to more anger instead of deterring the anti-government demonstrations. Lam has said she will seek the legislature's backing for the mask ban when it meets on October the 16th. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Three U.S. House of Representatives committees are set to question Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Tuesday to find out more about the interactions between President Trump and Ukrainian officials. The closed-door deposition is part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House, which Trump on Monday rejected, again as a scam, in his words, perpetrated by Democrats who do not want him to win a second term in office next year. Sondland has become a prominent figure in the probe because of his efforts to get Ukraine to commit to investigate Trump's potential presidential rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Biden's son Hunter. Meantime, there's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer has more on the story.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has first-hand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Some newborn babies are being moved out of a hospital in the state of Pennsylvania here in the U.S., where a bacterial infection has infected a number of infants and three of them have died. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn picks up the story.
Doctors at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania, are racing to determine the source of a waterborne germ. It's linked to infections in eight babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and three have died. Now the hospital's moving some preemies and expectant mothers to other facilities while it looks for the source of the Pseudomonas bacteria. Since the cultures from water and surfaces in the NICU are all negative, the hospital has changed its chlorination and filtration procedures until it can find the source of the germ. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Just 2 days after taking a fall, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was back at work. Carter was working at a Habitat for Humanity event in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday when he spoke about the fall, which happened at his home in Georgia the day before.
Well, I feel good. I broke my hip a few months ago, and I've been in rehab since then. And yesterday I fell down and hurt my forehead and got a black eye, but I'm doing well. I feel good enough to build houses.
Carter is the longest-serving living U.S. president, celebrating his 95th birthday a week ago. This is VOA News.